On the eve of one of the great holidays on your calendar, the 4th of July, a holiday that really celebrates everything that's great in this country, America. You know, the old cliches, baseball and apple pie. Well, the Boston Red Sox play a style of baseball that is un-American, in my opinion. They play a crappy... when you got Sean McDonough in that monotone voice saying, if they're going to continue to play this way, a man who brings passion to every sporting event he does, but when you watch Little League caliber baseball at Fenway Park, Nick Fitzy-Stevens...
That's a Little League I would not want to be associated with, friend.
Yeah, it's funny because there is actually a Little Fenway down by me in Dighton, Rehoboth. One of those communities has a great Little Fenway replica. You play tournaments there. Little League teams are supposed to play at Little Fenway, but at Big Fenway, the real Fenway, America's most beloved ballpark, you're not supposed to look like a Little Leaguer. And Red Sox baseball was back, and I'm going to say something in this hour, in this early segment here on WEEI Afternoons in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. I'm going to say something here that I'm probably not going to say when I revisit Red Sox talk with one Ted Johnson, maybe in the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Ted was right. We were wrong. Yep. The momentum is gone. The optimism is gone. And Fitzy, I just said this to John Lyons, and he really liked the take, so I workshopped it. Going to bring it on air now.
If it survived the Lyons' den, it's a take that's meant to live.
So, you know the old Godfather line? Just when I think I'm out, they drag me back in.
I was going to go with leave the gun, take the cannoli. But
I like that one, too. Used that on my son the other day. He's like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, forget it. It'll take too long to explain.
Yeah, kid, don't worry. I'm gonna make you an offer you can't refuse. Huh?
In The Godfather, it's just when you think you're out, they drag you back in. Well, the Boston
Red Sox part of Godfather 3, legitimately.
The Boston Red Sox are the opposite. Just when I think I'm back in, they push me out. And that's what they did last night. Like, I want to like you. I want to be excited. I want to feel momentum. I want to be invested in the baseball team in July. And what do? You go out and turn a nice 3-0 lead into a 4-3 deficit with a grand salami and then just kick the ball around, base running, all the fundamental things we've been talking about for a while. All I could think of was, oh, no, we suck again. And guess what? You know what I'm done with for now till they pull me back in? Is the Boston Red Sox. They snookered me. They suckered me yesterday. Their manager was apparently joking like, hey, when are we going to go to the White House next year? According to what Sam Kennedy told the Greg Hill Show this morning. Guess what? You ain't going to the White House. I can't even use the old line. The only way you're getting in the White House is to buy a ticket like the rest of us. Because I don't think you really buy tickets to the White House. You actually kind of need to be invited to get in there. So you're not going to the White House, Alex Cora, because your baseball team
is fundamental. Or you can invite yourself in early January. Whatever works.
Or you can jump the fence and see if you can make it. I'm not advocating for that. I'm people
Let's
have tried
our
it.
Cookouts on July 4th, not January 6th, people. Come on, take care. Don't want to be paying for any more beautiful bills. Andy, I thought, so first, after we all hung out and watched the Greg Weissert just absolutely squeeze cheese down Broadway so that the Reds could park it over the wall and take that 3-0 lead and turn it into 4-3, it was legitimately just one... It's like they went into they looked to the greatest hits album, but by greatest hits, I mean all the worst things that they've done all season long and checked every box, like bad throws, bad base running, errors, untimely, no timely hitting, just one quintessentially 2025 Red Sox error after another. And here's the thing. None of those things had to injuries have happened. Casas being out for the year, Bregman missing 2 months. All these things, you can't do much about that. That injuries are a part of the game, okay? But these unforced errors, these self-inflicted wounds are absolutely unbearable. Like, just, this is such bad baseball. And beyond Ted being right, he's like your phone. He's always listening.
Damn it.
Aside from Ted yesterday pushing back, which at the time we thought was negative Nellyism and just, sports radio contrarianism, if you will, he's right. Like, this team cannot do enough to consistently make you believe in them. We'll have our fun getting in and riding the wave from time and time again. But all we do is, like in any bad relationship, we feel like we get abused, we get sucked back in, and they do this to us. And it led me last night to think long and late, staying up way too late, looking at stuff for today's show and just not being able to sleep, thinking...
Or celebrating you didn't have to pay for the little show outing we had. I was hosed. don't know what the hell happened there. I think it was rigged. It was a cold card. Whatever your credit card was in the freezer before you put it in the hat.
Andy, so there's a reason why I carry a very heavy metal-plated American Express corporate card.
Cheap ass.
You got game, son. Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Andy.
Some beach.
Listen, don't worry, but you know I'm good for bar pizzas and some frosty bevs at Widowmaker around the corner the next corporate outing. Anyway, honestly, I was thinking about it last night, and I think we're actually going about this all the wrong way. We are still thinking about... So it's actually... You know what, Andy? It's actually our fault. This is on us. This is the Red Sox. This is exactly who the Red Sox are.
It's my fault they suck?
Yep, it 100% is.
Not Cora, not Breslow.
Nope.
Their
honestly,
player
Walker
development.
Bueller, Walker Bueller's a broken man. You got a bullpen full of hoo-hoo and hey-hey and who and like, how the hell did you get here? You don't have Casas. We were sold 92-70, and I'm not even going to do the math right now because it's just getting, it's what, 49-25?
I think we should burn the tote board.
We may have to burn the tote. We honestly might have to burn the tote
board. No one cares anymore about the stupid, how they're going to get to 92 wins. It ain't. That's like saying, how's Andy going to dunk with a ladder? If a ladder's not an option, then he ain't dunking. The Red Sox ain't getting to 92 wins.
How's Fitzy going to squat 225 pounds
right.
if Will Campbell's holding?
How's the EMTs going to get it off your back when you crush to the floor?
So, this is exactly who they are. Walker Bueller is a broken man. They signed someone in hopes that he was going to be able to return to form, but they took a flyer on a discount guy. Lucas Giolito's been better than not, but you missed an entire year out of him, and he's probably going to be only one of your only trade components. Alex Bregman is a veteran, but he caught the Fenway flu this year. Casas is out for the year, and now you're starting a bunch of rookies and a bunch of guys that quite honestly should be, you know, replacement-level players or backups. We're thinking of this iteration of the Red Sox as the team that is capable of winning 92 games, challenging for the American League crown, and facing off against the Dodgers for the World Series. They are so far from that. This is exactly who they are. They have showed us, they have told us in big, like, you know when you're at the beach, Andy, you're on the boat, I'm at the beach in the Cape, whatever, and you hear the biplane flying over, and it's an ad for like Bacardi or 2-for-1, you know, lobsters tonight at Lobster Palace or something.
Yeah.
They are flying banners over the beach right now that say we are a whatever, I don't know. I didn't know. Is there a place I should have name checked that should sponsor this afternoon?
No free ads here, so Lobster Palace will do.
No free ads for you, huh? Unless it's Miller Lite or Narragansett.
Or
sponsor
Hey Dudes. Hey Dudes, my friends at Hey Dudes. Sydney Sweeney must have heard me.
Oh, you know what we should do? Why don't we get them to sponsor a segment? It's July 3rd. Bear with us, people. Let's do a segment where we each throw some wild takes at each other and we call it Hey Dude. And what we do is I say to you, like, Hey Dude, what about blank? You're welcome. Hey,
I don't hate it. Give us
a
call.
Dan Ball is listening.
Lines are open. Hey, dude.
Zach, can you text Dan Ball with that? Thanks so much, buddy. I owe you a beer. But it's like they're flying a banner over the beach that says, this is who we are, and we're ignoring it blissfully, thinking they're just going to turn it around.
Yep.
This is a 500 baseball team full of replacement-level players, rookies on the fly, and banged-up veterans. That's what we get.
To play your side of the street with a dated movie reference.
Uh-huh.
I keep thinking these Red Sox go with heavy stuff won't be down for some time now. Like, it's not really raining. This is fine. We can play through this. No, you stink. And the worst part for me is you won the series, but it feels like you lost the series because of the way you lost last night. If you had gotten beat.
I hadn't thought of that. That's actually, that's exactly how I felt on the drive home listening to Joe Weil on the postgame
you
show.
Somehow,
by the way, shout out Bob from Warwick being the first caller last night.
Oh, I heard him. He's also lining up talk to WEEI Afternoons. But you somehow won 2 of 3 games in a series, and it feels like you lost the series. Because last night, it feels like you lost the game. You didn't get beat. We can accept if you go out there and you lose 3-2 because they put a runner on in the eighth and they, you know, base hit gets him to second, then he tags up, whatever. They play good baseball, you play good baseball, and you just tip your old cap and say, they beat us today. Mm-hmm. But this doesn't feel like one of those. It feels like one of those where you allowed the game to get away from you. You were this close to sweeping and really building some momentum into an off day, then a holiday game. oh my God, it's the 4th of July. The Red Sox have red, white, and blue. They're going to win this game. So do the Nationals, I guess. So it's not a great comparison, Andy. Idiot. Look at the uniforms before you make the comment. But
and
you're rolling.
Red Sox are more American.
Yeah, they're more American, except for the un-American style of baseball they play that offends everyone that's ever played the game, coached the game, or watched the game. And that's what annoys me, is that they popped the balloon. There was a little bit of helium in the balloon. We were all floating just a little bit. Well, not all of us, not Ted, but a lot of us were starting to float a little bit with that extra helium, and they popped the damn balloon. And like that, that's what pisses me off. And I do. Like, you keep taking the bait, and I give Ted credit. He wasn't going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe again.
Why do we do that? Why are we the dumb mouse that doesn't see the cat outside the hole, and we look and we go, oh, my goodness. There's more cheese for me right here. I cannot believe. And you just walk out and you bite it, and the cat tries to eat you. What do you think, dummy?
Because I think we want to enjoy sports. I mean, it's as simple as that. We want to enjoy sports over the course of the next couple months when it's Red Sox season. It's not Patriots season yet. We're going to talk ourselves into July 23rd when they jog out there. It's Patriots. It isn't. They won't have helmets on. They won't have any contact. They'll just be running around like a bunch of high school kids prepping for the season. It's baseball season for a while now. And if we don't have baseball, then what do we have? Nothing. Nothing.
What are we supposed to do? Like, oh, man, are you betting on the hot dog eating contest? Like, no, that's fun to talk about for one segment on a holiday fill-in radio show. These aren't the things. Andy, I've been thinking in advance of next Monday's radio show when we return from the holiday weekend for the Fitzy Five. Earlier this morning, I was like, oh, I was finishing up our little segment on fireworks and fun for 2:45 today. And I thought, you know what I'll do Monday? I'll try to get us fired up for the rest of this depressing Red Sox pre-Patriots
training
camp summer.
Glad you ended
that
sentence a different way than I expected. You want to say that? You know what I'll do on Monday? I'll try to get us fired. Oh, awesome. Great. Great plan long weekend.
I'll take the sword. It's fine. So I was thinking, like, you know what I'll do? I'll just come up with a list of the five sporting events that will fill the calendar now that we're all basically out on the Red Sox before training camp. Yeah, I think I got two events in. Like, I was trying to think of five events to get fired up for the rest of the summer before. And I had
home
like
run derby.
Home run derby.
Yeah, that's
Tom
the proper
Brady
response.
Statue unveiling, and
Now we're getting excited about a flipping statue, a piece of.
Well, it is going to be 12 feet tall and majestic.
Okay, it's still a statue. It does nothing. It literally does nothing.
It provokes emotions and it brings about memories of goatness.
It does nothing, and we don't even know if it'll be good based on the recent history of statues across the country for sports figures. Sometimes they're either small or look nothing like the person they're supposed to, or have too much artistic interpretation. Right?
I better not. What'll be more depressing for New England sports fans?
Red
the
Sox.
Remainder of this. Here's my on-the-fly poll question for the show today. What will be more depressing for Boston sports fans the remainder of this summer? The Red Sox continuing to play at a rate that they've played the first half plus of the season? Or if the Brady statue is not as fulfilling as they think it's going to be and doesn't look anything like Tom Brady?
The Brady thing, because that could be for perpetuity. You could look at that for the rest of your life here in New England as a sports fan and remember the greatness of Tom Brady, but be reminded not of that when you look at the statue, but reminded of how ugly it is or how it doesn't look like him or how it looks like the courtroom sketch artist version of him, or, you know, it's mini Tom Brady or whatever the other issues we've had over the years.
Oh, Zom Brady is one of the most.
So hopefully they actually nail that. And hopefully the Red Sox turn this around starting tomorrow. I'm not totally packing it in. I know Scheim was kind of done with them. It's a long season, and that is what I do keep reminding myself. The beauty of baseball is you can stink for a long time and then put it together for a month and turn everything around and make people forget everything. And I do still believe some of what I was spewing yesterday trying to get Ted to our side of the street. You do have Bregman coming back. You do have Yoshida maybe coming to the big leagues for one of the six shortest first basemen in the history of baseball.
And to play first base just like JT Snow.
I'm rooting for him. Somebody needs to stand up for the guys that are 5'9"-ish or under. I'm rooting for him to be a good first baseman.
Definitely
I'm also,
under.
Also expecting, easy
thank you.
There, Jacob. Wow, Jacob, just chiming in early with pot shots, the Bully Andy Brigade here on WEEI Afternoons. We're going to do things early. Let's go to the phone lines early. And let's go to Fitzy's favorite caller. He was the first. to the post-game show, and where he admitted he was, not exactly a fan of the Boston Red Sox. Bob in Warwick will spew something. What's up, Bob?
Well, this is what's up. If Henry fires Cora, which he should do, then you got the next possibility is Jason Veritek. The best thing he ever did, the only thing he ever did that was notable was punch Alex Rodriguez in the mouth.
Mm.
You want him as your manager the next one? I think you can do better than both of those guys.
All right, thanks for the call, Bob.
A great story.
I need to remind Bob that Cora is definitely a better manager than Boone. 100% is a better manager than Boone. I don't know if he has lost the clubhouse.
Savages in the
team, box. Whatever. But Alex Cora is a better manager than the manager of the New York Yankees. If Alex Cora was available, one of the suitors at some point would be the New York Yankees, because he's a big market manager with a ring on his finger that can deal with clubhouses and personalities and most stars not named Rafi Devers, and would probably be a good thing for the Yankees. So, Bob, I turn that table on you, you Red Sox hating old whatever you are, coming at me early in this show. 617-779-7937. We will include plenty of phone calls today if you want to celebrate the day before the 4th of July. It's not a holiday for Fitzy. It's not a holiday for Hart. It's not a holiday for Ted Johnson. We're leading you into the big night before. Do people pregame for 4th of July? Is there event? Like, is there like 4th of July night, the July 3rd night activities?
Is 4th of July Eve, if you will?
Yeah. Is that
I think that's kind of up to you, depending on proximity to boats, beaches, parties, barbecues, street shutdowns, etc. Don't forget, a lot of towns already started with their fireworks the weekend before. I'm not sure how they did it on the South Coast or throughout the rest of New England. I know a lot of Cape Cod did their fireworks last night. So, I mean, like, I love... You know, the same way Christmas is a whole season.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl has now become a Mardi Gras week of football spectacular festivities wherever the host city happens to be. I kind of like that the 4th of July is bleeding out a little longer, and it's basically July 1st to the 4th. It's just an extended celebration of gluttony, hedonism, and Americana.
And I do believe I read somewhere on social media, and I don't always trust these, I believe today
is... on social media, it was real.
It was today is National Fried Clam Day, July 3rd. So that is a way to kick off your extended 4th of July weekend with some fried clams. Or if you want to go big or go home, I usually go with the fisherman's platter. So you get the fried clams and fried everything else. And then sometimes your belly doesn't feel great afterwards. But
highly underrated, the fry. Even though the scallop is, you know, so good on its own in so many other ways. And some people would say, how dare you fry a scallop? Like, scallop might be the most underrated piece of seafood there is.
Oh, I think it's the best. It's definitely my favorite. It is the opposite end of the spectrum of lobster. I believe lobster is the most overrated seafood item that there is.
That might not be a bad take.
I'm a scallop guy. They are tremendous. We got a couple texts chiming in. One making fun of me for being short, so we won't read that one. Sox keep winning series equals playoffs. There is some truth to that. We talked about it yesterday. Even though I feel crappy after that loss last night, if you keep going 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1, you're going to be a playoff team. And you're going to reach at least the wild card, although Sam Kennedy said this morning on the Greg Hill Show they are not focused on the wild card. They're focused on winning the division, to which I said I'm focused on dunking. But, you know, you might want to just realize that ain't going to happen, and you ain't winning the division. Make the playoffs as a wild card team. Anything can happen. We will get to some of Sam Kennedy's audio. He's been making the rounds. He's part of the campaign. It was Breslow. Then it was Sam Kennedy on Nesson, Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show. He was talking about the White House and winning divisions and winning World Series and all of those things. So he may have started celebrating a little bit early, appropriately, with the Greg Hill Show up at Winnipesaukee this morning. We also will have a fun afternoon with Ted Johnson. We got a little impromptu pre-holiday TED talk on the horizon. Ted Johnson's favorite running backs to tackle and guys he wished he would have had a chance to tackle who either played before him or after him. We'll get to that. We will get to the bottom of this hour. A little idea I had last night after those Millers at the bar that I had to pay for. We're going to look into fireworks and compare fireworks to some other things. Fitzy's put together a very entertaining segment for us. But up next, we'll continue to talk about the Boston Red Sox. Are you buying into what exactly they are selling in terms of being buyers at the trade deadline? Do they need to be above 500 to be buyers? Are they going to buy no matter what, which is what they've sort of been selling us because they still believe in their baseball team as they get back Bregman and Yoshida and the rest of the troops? 617-779-7937. Talking Red Sox baseball, even though they ripped our hearts out again last night with that ugly loss. But first, we have what's trending from my guy Jacob, who's taking pot shots early in the show. Let's go.